Union Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 21st of July, 2026, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Let's get the show started. Guardian Radio and the Guardian Media Group want to send you away for the summer with the Great Summer Escape Giveaway. You could win a trip for two, including hotel, car, luggage, and $1,000 cash. All you need is your passport. Just get a Nassau Guardian newspaper, fill out the entry form, drop it in the entry box at the Nassau Guardian in Oaksfield, and tune into Guardian Radio and follow the Nassau Guardian on all social media platforms for your chances to win. The Guardian Media Group Great Summer Escape Giveaway. Deadline to enter August 12th, drawing August 14th. And on today's show, on the clock, today, Tuesday, 21st of July, we are giving away a free entry into the show. After our first break, we are going to select a caller. After the first break, we're going to select a caller to win the free entry. So what that means is you give us your information and we will submit it on your behalf into the box and you will be entered for the Great Summer Escape Giveaway. Remember, you could win a trip for two, including hotel, car, luggage, and $1,000 cash. All you need is your passport. And let me show you how to turn a trip for two into a vacation for three. So what you do is you send your wife on a vacation, the Great Summer Escape Giveaway, and you stay home and keep the house. There's three vacations for the price of two, which is free, because it's from me to you. There you go. So after the first break, we will open the phone line. We will open the phone line for that specific conversation. And I get a segment. We got lots to talk about today. Looking at the Guardian, man charged with murder of witness accused of breaching bail 81 times. We're going to get to that. Now, looking at today's Tribune, the front page, we see politicians finally prevail over pastors in Peace on the Streets basketball classic. The politicians finally prevailed over the pastors. Marquee matchup at the Kendall Isaacs Gymnasium on Sunday night. This one really hits me in the feels, the feelings. But I can tell you why, because I'm conflicted about it. I guess this is a great activity for pastors and politicians. It's a bit performative. And it's become performative like most of the things that politicians and pastors put their hands on. It's become performative. Especially when you call it the marquee matchup, like this was the most important game of the night. It's like it's a performance, right? And performances are important. Because you're portraying something with your performance. You're projecting something with your performance. But have you ever asked yourself, what is it that you're projecting? What is it exactly that you are projecting? See, for me, this activity should translate into broader activities in the constituencies and the parishes or congregations where these people lead. It should have an impact beyond their personal and professional lives. The activity should impact the lives of those they serve, because that's the purpose of it. It's the impact. But are you truly impacting the communities you serve? And is the impact commensurate, right, to the amount of resources, the amount of money that is used for this performance? For instance, look at the lovely uniforms. They're great uniforms. Every politician and every pastor on these teams that participated should commit to ensuring that at least one team in the constituency or the community that they pastor in, right, has all of the uniforms, all of the equipment, all of the resources they need for a successful league. That's impact. That's real impact. Like, did you identify students who've identified that they may want to go into a career in sports, maybe and be a statistician, scorekeeper, right? And then incorporate them into the game by giving them a scholarship of some sort, a stipend, something. Scholarship for books, something. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
You got me laughing, man. I think, I don't know, the politicians won, right?
Yeah, the politicians won.
Okay, and there were members of both parties on the winning team, right?
Yeah, I think so. I see that look like Shenandoah. That's definitely F&M. Yeah, they had a mix.
I think you're missing the story.
Tell me what the story is.
Those fellas, they know how to work together.
When they want to, they know how to win they want to. That's up, mate. Thank you very much.
Wait, I have an issue.
Go on.
You see, like, when a pastor or a politician, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they get it, they don't talk about personality.
Mm-hmm.
They usually talk about money.
Aye.
Okay, they usually talk about resources.
Mm-hmm.
And what goes wrong with the pastor is that he has to speak from a moral framework.
Mm-hmm.
And he disregards the intent of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the intent of the gospel mm-hmm. is not to make anybody rich. It's to do something far deeper that causes a change in outcomes in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So when people who say they are pastors, they preach the gospel from a moral framework,
mm-hmm.
and they forget the gospel's intent, they become Pharisees,
mm-hmm.
spiritual Pharisees, political Pharisees, you know. And I think, you know, we in this nation, two persons who should be in opposition, two groups that should be in opposition to each other,
mm-hmm.
are basically joined at the hip when it comes to the discussion of money and status and social climbing. You know, these fellas all show up at the same events, you know, eat at the same table, you know, but nothing is produced out of that. All they know is they are, no, all they do is they keep the status quo intact.
Yes, sir.
And the status quo in this country does nothing for us, the people.
I hear you.
They look up for themselves.
Thank you very much for that. Absolutely. Thank you. Because I look into the picture and I realize, are these only politicians in the picture? Are there any pastors in this picture? Or, I mean, I'm not pastors at all, so politicians. But are there any pastors from the pastors team in this picture? Like, why wouldn't you have said, I would have said to the photographer, said, look here, make sure you use the picture with both the pastors and the politicians in it. Here's why. Because that medal, why are you biting the medal? Is the medal gold? Or is it Lanisha Roll? What's up with this Biden medal thing? Why y'all Biden the medal? Actually, why this is of a particular peeve for me, because I don't be on TikTok often because I'm easily distracted, but also because I become frustrated. I become frustrated realizing how much important government-generated information is disseminated to the public via social media and social media platforms, right? And we don't have, I would call like an equitable distribution. So it's not like every single thing is posted on every platform where that ministry has an account, and that every ministry or agency that uses social media has an account on the same standardized list of social media platforms. So you have information being released on Twitter, or we call, you always call it X, I still call it Twitter. We have information being released on Instagram, of all places, and TikTok, of all places, right? Facebook and LinkedIn, right? So you have information being disseminated in these various spaces. There's no standardized, there's no standard list, right, that all agencies post on all of the platforms, the same information. But I don't like to be on TikTok because every time I see this trend, you know, watch my boss for me for a moment trend involving a senior politician or a cabinet minister with a heavy portfolio, it infuriates me. It enrages me to see the most recent ones I saw was the minister who's in this picture and the prime minister. And I think it's disrespectful and offensive for my prime minister to be participating in a TikTok trend like that, where there's so many issues that are still unresolved from the last administration, which was their administration, so they don't get that, oh, well, we just get into the table excuse anymore, and the administration before that, which was the Ms. Dorian COVID administration, right? You don't have time to be on TikTok making social media music videos, Minister. It was a really good video, though, you know. Like, it was an excellent video. That's what also enrages me, that y'all could find the high-quality technicians to make the most trivial, trite, and foolish content on the internet, as opposed to using them to create savvy and accessible campaigns for the effective dissemination of information. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. I miss you, caller. That's why that picture hits me in a certain way, because it is performative. Now, I'm not sure if the performance is commensurate with the impact, right? Like, if the impact is commensurate with the performance. Who's the guy in the white jacket? Is that their coach? Who that is? And I apologize if I don't know your name. Maybe it's best I don't know your name, sir, because then I have less of an opportunity to crack a joke about it. All right, let's go to the second story of the morning. Man charged with murder of witness. A 39-year-old New Providence man was on Monday charged with murdering the key witness in his upcoming armed robbery trial. Prosecutors allege that Venice Bay resident Adnan Oliver breached the conditions of his bail in that case by failing to report to a police station 81 times between January 3rd, 2026 and July 8th, 2026. That's January to February, February to March, March to April, April to May, May to June, June to July. That's 6 months. 81 individual instances of breach in bail conditions. I'm going to stick a pin right there because I'm looking at the two stories from yesterday's papers. AG says witnesses can request protection. That's yesterday's Nassau Guardian. That's the 20th of July. And AG defends witness protection program, Nassau Tribune, 20th of July, 2026. We're going to read from the latter. AG defends witness protection program. Witnesses who fear they may be killed must report the threat to police before authorities can decide whether to protect them, Attorney General Wayne Monroe said as he defended the country's witness protection system after the killing of businessman James McPhee ahead of his testimony in a robbery trial. There's a part at the beginning. Witnesses who fear they may be killed must report the threat to police before authorities can decide whether to protect them, the Attorney General said. Now, I will note this. The Attorney General was speaking on the sidelines of an event at the Defense Force Base. Right? So this was not a press conference to discuss this issue specifically. But I believe they hired you because you're sharp, sir. So that initial statement troubled me. That was not in quotation marks, mind you. So those are not his exact words. It said, quote, these are his words. If you feel threatened, you can go to the police, close quotes, he said. He said a report could lead to the revocation of an accused person's bail, depending on the circumstances, while witnesses in extreme cases could be placed under protection by prosecuting authorities. So I'm like stuck in between these two things, right? The fact that somebody, the person, and I may not be clear, the person who was technically before the courts for the matter, because he's on bail, right? Breached the bail 81 times, and nobody thought to pull McPhee in and say, hey, maybe you should request bail now? Yeah, I stuck. See, it's only 6 months. We're not talking about 2 years, 3 years. It's 6 months. At what point do you alert somebody that we may have a problem here? And maybe I need to read more, because maybe he met one and then didn't meet the other, right? Like maybe if he had four a week, he only check in twice a week. Is that what we're saying? So it's not that we lost track of the individual entirely. I can continue reading from this article, Man Charged with Murder of Witness. Oliver's accused of killing James McPhee, 59, on July 12th, before he could testify against him in a trial that's scheduled to begin on August 10th. The trial is expected to continue with McPhee's witness statement being admitted into evidence. How can they do that? Because they're going to rely on a provision in the Evidence Act. Section 66 of the Evidence Act, this provision allows the contents of a witness statement to be read into evidence if a witness is unavailable, deceased, or cannot be located. That's from the article, Armed Robbery Case to Continue Despite Witnesses' Murder. Let's get back to man charged with murder of witness in today's Nassau Guardian. Oliver is accused of robbing McPhee at gunpoint of his Rolex watch in 2019. Although Oliver is accused of killing a witness, he was not charged under the section that would make him eligible for the death penalty. We're going to go back to armed robbery case to continue despite witness murder. According to the Penal Code, anyone who kills a witness in a pending or concluded civil and criminal proceedings is liable to the death penalty. So they did not evoke, they did not use that provision, apparently. He was not charged under the section that would make him eligible for the death penalty. Oliver also faces charges of attempted murder, possession of a firearm with intent to endanger life, possession of an unlicensed firearm, and possession of ammunition stemming from a shootout with police. Two off-duty officers, Superintendent Harris Cash and Superintendent Elvis Miller, allegedly exchanged gunfire with Oliver as they pursued him after allegedly seeing him roll over McPhee with his car. Oliver was shot and arrested, and the officers allegedly recovered a 9mm pistol and 5 rounds of ammunition. Oliver was not required to enter pleas to those charges and was denied bail. The matter was adjourned to October 30th for the presentation of a voluntary bill of indictment that will fast-track the case to the Supreme Court. Oliver pleaded guilty to violation of bail, but Magistrate Abigail Farrington did not accept his plea because his explanation amounted to a defense. He will be tried for that matter on August 11th. Assistant Superintendent of Police Kendrick Bald was the prosecutor. I kept reading because I was hoping to find the information we were looking for. Accused of breaching bail 81 times, and I'm wondering, see, because there are instances where the witness may actually have greater intelligence, like information, may be, have greater proximity to information that may alert them to the fact that they, or to the alert them that they may need witness protection. The witness themselves may have greater proximity to the situation. But in some instances, I imagine that the police intelligence has, you know, is stronger than that of the witness. So maybe we need a legislative amendment that shifts some of the burden onto the state, given the nature of the resources they have available to them compared to the individual witness would have available to them. I want to call it performative. I'm not sure if it quite hits the mark of performative. Right? But I can't reconcile that witnesses have to indicate to the authorities, they have to request witness protection, because it's said in a way that suggests that that is a procedural fact, right? That that we cannot invoke any witness protection protocols until the witness requests it. Maybe that's the space that we need to look at. Because like children, some adults need somebody to act in their best interest. Right? Since we're talking about performative governance, at the bottom of the Guardian page, no timeline on functioning FOIA regime. So, now is the time to take a break. Like I told you, on the other side of this break, we're going to begin the giveaway. Producer, we're doing a giveaway, right? The seventh caller. Make it the seventh, or we can make it the third, Kermit. The third? The third caller to call in after the break. After the break. And here's the question. Today's Tribune says rising living costs pushing more Bahamians to build side hustles. What's your side hustle? What's the side hustle you want to get into? What's your alternate income generating stream? What's your hustle? How are you making extra money? Or what do you want to start doing to make extra money? You could call to answer that question or chime in on any of the topics we are discussing this morning. After the break, I give you the numbers now to call 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. My family island people, this one for y'all, 242-300-5720. The number's toll free. Those are the numbers to call. To join the conversation by text, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. On the other side of the break, what's your hustle? How are you generating extra income for the summer or for the rest of the year? And no timeline on functioning FOIA regime. Are you surprised? I'm not. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
Alright, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's notes on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before. And you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world. See how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Hey kids, are you ready? It's back, the Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp. July 27th to 31st at the Kendall Isaacs Gym, 2 to 5 p.m. daily, and August 3rd to 8th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. for boys and girls from 5 to 18. Come enjoy the thrills of the big game alongside NBA legends and current superstars Michael Sweetbelt Thompson, Michael Jr., Klay Thompson, Buddy Hield, Muggsy Bogues, and many others. Registration forms available now at the Seventh-day Adventist office on Tony Williams Darling Highway, the Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity. we're good for you.
Good morning. Welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. Listen, I got a word from the Immortals Junkanoo Group. They are recruiting new members. They say, listen, you want to be a part of one group, one sound, one family, not the other family, but this family, the Immortals family. They're looking for drummers, cowbellers, horn blowers, free dancers. All ages welcome. They say our culture, our pride, our legacy, our future. Immortals Junkanoo Group. If you are interested, you want to get involved, you want to represent, reach out to them at 434-4164. That's 434-4164. The phone line is lit up. Remember, we're giving away a free entry to the Great Summer Escape giveaway to the third caller today. Good morning, caller.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
I'm the first caller.
Yes, you are the first caller.
Oh, so I got to call back.
Yeah, you could do that if you want. You could call
back. Well, can I just give a little input right now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You know, my own income, you asking about it, but I've been on North, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the shanty town, they're being closed down.
Mm-hmm.
My income is, I have a lot of rooms in my home.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes,
I live alone.
Yes, ma'am.
Basically. And a lot of people are now coming to rent rooms. I'm not in the business of renting any room or anything, right?
Yeah.
But
a consideration. You're thinking about doing that.
Pardon?
I said, you're thinking about renting out the rooms to individuals.
Yes. In the past week, I interviewed about three different set of people.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for somewhere to stay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay? And I understand because, you know, they are, you know, xenophobia or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. A lot of them can't speak no English. They got an interpreter coming here. And, well, hey, I'm thinking about that. That's an income.
Yeah.
You know, but I put my bar a little higher. I say, listen, unless you have $900 deposit, right? Yeah, That's it.
And don't forget to ask for a proof of status. You know, keep yourself safe.
No, but the thing about it is, you can't speak English. I got this proof of status. I didn't know your status.
Ma'am.
But I put that bar a little high.
I got
and
you.
None came back.
Understood, yeah.
But anyway, I can try to see if I can be the third caller, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Let's go to the next caller. Good morning. Welcome to On the Clock. Good morning, caller. You're not there? All right. Good morning, caller. Welcome to On the Clock.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, I am here. Am I the third caller?
No, you're the second caller.
Okay. I would like Cyrus to be... the general maintenance.
Okay.
Because this country is pretty dirty. If you consider clean your yard, are you clean other people's yard? And then I would start a trend.
All right. So what I encourage people to do is when you think if you have to buy a new car, you're thinking about the next car, buy a car that you could also use to generate an income. So instead of buying a fancy car, maybe you can buy a small truck that you could hook a trailer to. And since you're talking about landscaping, yard maintenance and sort of general public health and safety, right? A mulcher and composters, right? Like things to take naturally growing trash, organic trash, and turn it into products that you could sell, like compost, soil, and mulch.
Yeah. You know what I realized, Ms. Green?
Yes, sir.
And those same trucks, you know those Ford Ranger with a lot of behemoth men you have?
Yeah.
I hardly see behemoth men driving now. Like, they should start taking them over. Like, and that's a good investment.
Ah.
Thank you, ma'am.
Because
I go back to the drawing board. Thank you, Mr. Green.
Yeah, there you go. Because they have to maximize their resources. Good morning, caller. Oh, we miss you. I'm so sorry. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. Am I the third caller?
Yes, you are the third caller.
There we go.
Okay. Okay, go on.
So I work in the transportation business.
Okay.
For the tourism sector.
All right.
And my diverse income would be doing messenger and courier services for corporate companies here. Any professionals, should they need work permit applications, pickup services, just drop off, pay a bill, et cetera. You know, any concierge services they need, yeah.
That's
how I diversify and have a second and third income.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea. Now, don't forget to go make sure you are in alignment with the new regulations for courier services. And make sure your insurance on your vehicle is good, in alignment, and you good to go, ma'am. That's a great idea.
Yes.
Now, don't hang up the phone. The producer is going to take your name and number so that you can be entered into the Guardian Great Summer Escape Giveaway.
All right. Awesome.
You already have your second?
Sorry?
You already have your second place in mind?
No. The person would be Jairus, but yeah. Okay. Do I need to say the name?
No, you don't need to say the name.
Oh.
Because I was going to say, if you didn't choose yet or you couldn't choose because you have so many people who are of equal weight in your family, make them, like, perform a song. Make them have a pageant or something and let them...
Okay.
The best summer song, you know?
The best one wins.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
All right.
I got a second voice in those.
Okay, good stuff. The producer, don't hang up. The producer's going to take your name and information.
You have an awesome day. Continue to do great work you're doing.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay.
Yes,
okay, guys. That's right. I ain't touch it, producer. I ain't touch the button. The producer's going to transfer you. There we go. To our callers on the line, we've given away the Great Summer Escape ticket for the entry for today. Please call in and tell me what your side hustle is. Not that I could, so I could take the idea, but maybe you may inspire others, or somebody may reach out to you and say, I like your idea. Let me help you with it just by the sound of your voice. Producer, give me the next caller, please. Tell me which button I can touch. I can try touch a button. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? Sorry, I missed you. All right, here's what we're going to do. As soon as the producer is finished with that caller, I can let the producer open up the phone line for the next caller. Let me try. Good morning, caller. All right, caller, you hold the line. As soon as the producer is finished with that call, good morning. You there?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hi. Good morning. How you do?
Oh, yeah. Okay, how do you change a side hustle into a main hustle?
Okay, so what you're doing is, first of all, be very careful that you don't jeopardize your main job before your side hustle is ready to float as your main job. Be very careful how you promote your services, because you don't want your main job to think you cutting into them or whatever it is they're doing.
Anyway, after I give you my answer.
Uh-huh.
I think you can make me number four.
Oh, well, let's see.
Okay. I am in the automotive, I do a lot of work for guys who fix cars, right? And in having a conversation with them, I find out that they spend half their time on the road trying to find stuff. Small stuff. Inconsequential stuff, right?
Yeah.
And that time doesn't make them any money. And they can't charge for trying to find a bozo or not or a part, you know.
Yeah.
And they, you know, and they're driving all over Nassau.
Yeah.
Every day, okay? So I give them this advice. I say, right now, you all over Nassau are trying to do all kind of stuff. Choose yourself a specialty. Become proficient at one or two things. And as you start this, you start to build up an inventory, because, you know, you are now collecting stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And folks became, and folks now see a particular person doing a particular thing, and they know that if I go there, I can find that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what it does, it changes the traffic. These guys who used to be all over Nassau trying to find stuff,
mm-hmm.
Now people trying to find them.
Listen, the effective and efficient movement of people, goods, and services, right? It's not just how we move on the road, but it's that we know we could go to this one place. We don't got to be driving up and down. But listen, thank you. Absolutely. And this could be approached in multiple ways. Like you say, the service provider, you narrow yourself to a specialty, and then you will be known for that. And people will know that I need my windows repaired. I go into this bay. I ain't going nowhere else. This bay got it.
Aaron?
Yes, sir.
Most of the successful businesses are based upon the idea of somebody doing one thing better than anybody else.
There you go. Yes, sir.
Fine.
Thank you.
Have a good day, girl.
Absolutely. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Young men and young women, I hope you heard that advice. That is great advice. Let's go to the next caller, producer. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Aaron. Thanks. One of the things, that lady who said she was thinking about running room.
Uh-huh.
Maybe if she could either give an email or a number that people could reach, because there is a demand.
Yeah.
And so, because I actually have someone who's looking for something, and so that'll, it's a Bahamian young man actually works
mm-hmm.
at a local company. So that, and her down payment, tell her that's a small amount, man. She needs to raise that so that she can protect herself in case, because, you know, sometimes mm-hmm. people just give you a challenge. And then if she has a family member, she need to ensure that as an older person,
mm-hmm.
that she is protected. So that people don't come in and take advantage of her. As we've seen, sometimes people sign things and then people sign over things.
Well, listen, I was...
Not elderly can be taken advantage of. So that's something I'd say just watch out for.
Yeah, I was going to tell her to maybe focus on teachers, right? Maybe public school teachers. She may be able to rent rooms to a group of teachers that...
Go ahead.
Or Family Island students come into UB.
And she could do that too, but there are a lot of young persons actually who either don't have any place. Like, so one of the persons I'm looking at, mm-hmm. he has no mommy or dad. He actually works.
There you go.
So he just need a room. And so a lot of them are in mm-hmm. those kind of situation. And then one other thing is she could even rent it to persons who will, let's say, lease from her several rooms. But mm-hmm. then those persons would sublease it to someone. So that person then take full responsibility. She may just have to deal with one person who would then sublease. So that's another thing. But as far as ideas as well, additional, there are a lot of things. Persons who have some carpentry skills can take old pallets and create, for hurricane windows,
mm-hmm.
they can create decorative hurricane windows using old pallets. So there's a lot of time people just discard those pallets. So those are opportunities. People could import stuff, buy stuff, what people need,
mm-hmm.
And just resell them at maybe a 300% markup, 400% markup. So there are a lot of things that persons, they just have to really... And then lastly, I want to say, AI is actually taking over a lot of sales. But one of the areas that they keep saying they're not taking over is the actual vocational. So mm-hmm. plumbing, electrical, I would encourage persons, go to BDBI, get those training. And those will pay dividends in the future.
Oh, thank yes. Aaron. Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Those are some great ideas. You see, the pallet upcycling is what the sort of sector is called, the industry is called upcycling, where you take things that were made for one purpose and you repurpose them. You turn them into something else. Those pallets can be turned into fences and gates. They can be turned into hurricane shutters. And they give you, you can make them pretty, 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 or just very functional and mannish, right? You can make outdoor chairs and benches and outdoor sofas. You could make planters. You could do all kinds of things. The same as with tires. Oh, boy. Okay. I'm really excited about that conversation. And let me remind you, if you didn't win today on the clock, tune into all of the shows tomorrow because there will be another great summer escape ticket giveaway or entry giveaway, right? So you will win a free entry and the staff at Guardian will put it in the box on your behalf. That's why I was telling my Family Island listeners, 242-300-5720 is toll free. Don't forget to call in tomorrow for your chance to win. You don't even have to fly to Nassau to put your name in the box. Let's go to the phone line, producer. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Miss Green. How are you this morning?
I am good, thank you. How you do?
Good. I heard you laying down, and I was listening to the lady who talk about the rental rooms and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple. They're very close with me. They're trustworthy with me.
Mm-hmm.
I trust them. They was having a problem with one of their little friends, one of the helpers, and he needed someplace to stay, Miss Green.
Mm-hmm.
And only me one was in this house because both of my kids were on the key working.
Okay.
One on Staniel Key, one on Coco Key. It was only me one.
Yes,
and they asked me, and I was a little hesitant. And I am so glad, Ms. Green, I took them up on that offer.
Mm-hmm.
That young man became more help to me than me helping him to be here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with my condition,
yes, sir,
he would do everything for me. At one point, I thought I was a burden on him.
Yeah.
You know, and I had some little change one day, so I said, let me see if I could trust him.
Mm-hmm.
I put some funds down. I knew where I put it,
mm-hmm,
but I just rested there. I said, I could take this loss, but let me try to see what type of person I have around me. Miss Green, and that young man is cleaning up the front room.
Mm-hmm.
And that young man came to me and said, Julian, you leave this out on
the table,
the nightstand, you know. You leave this out on the coffee table.
Yeah.
And Miss Green, from then until my kids came back and me and them had to depart,
yeah,
I trusted them from then.
Mm-hmm.
I never had no problem with him. I never had no obscene language out of him. I know all of us have our habits. We even out sin cast the worst to him.
Yeah.
All of us have our little thing. But I never had no problem out of him.
He's respectful. Practice spatial awareness.
I talk about him very much.
Yes, sir.
Right now, I am in. I just waiting for this contractor to finish doing what he's doing. I'm getting ready. I have a big storage room in the back of my place, but I'm not using.
Mm-hmm.
I supposed to let somebody come and look at that, Miss Green, and turn that into efficiency.
Yeah.
I want him back around me.
I understand.
That's the type of person he is.
Yeah, I understand.
And I say to the people, I don't even. I want to thank them for letting that young man come into my life.
Yes,
my
sir.
Granddaughter fell in love with him. My children fell in love with him. He has a nice voice, man.
Yeah.
But I pray to God that I hurry up, get something sorted so I can get him back around me, man.
I understand.
But to you.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And Fox and they, yes, bring out the what is the spirits?
The spirit, the greatest crap group in the history of junk new white people in the whole world, except
bring
for the pigs home and the Methuselahs. Yes,
make
sir.
Sure, bring them out now.
I can try. I
yeah,
can
man,
try. Yes, sir.
Because I sure y'all could beat Sting up in Fox.
I mean,
I want Sting come too.
That's right. Who could have Junkanoo without Sting, man?
Sting. And the greatest white group. What it is, I don't get the right name.
The spirit, the greatest Junkanoo group in the history of the world, white people in Junkanoo.
All right, well, make sure I want to see all y'all little Fox and like that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, because it's a family affair. That's what it is. It's a good time. It's for all of us. Let's run through the text line just as we end the show. Here's the text. Where is the assistant data commissioner? And why haven't they said one word about data privacy and unauthorized use of personal identifying data in 3 months? Nobody can use your data in a manner that you did not authorize. Digital identifying data is your property. Always. Nobody can transfer your permission to a third party without your knowledge. Texter, I know I waited very late to ask you this. Send me an example. I may not read it on air, but I just want to see it, get a sense of what you're talking about. And I like that you said assistant data commissioner, right? Because we know that the term of the data commissioner transpired. And I don't think he was re-engaged or that the position has been filled by another candidate as of yet. Also, I think in the budget, now, I'll be honest with you, maybe the data commissioner is not the same as the information commissioner. Let me make sure I get those two things correct. But I suspect if they're not the same office, they suffer in a similar situation, right? Here we go. Here's a text. It says, Wayne Monroe says there's an assistant commissioner. Right. So if it's the same person, we know that the main office, the commissioner himself, that contract has transpired. And there's a data. You know, the assistant ain't going to say nothing. The assistant don't get paid. They get paid to assist. There's nobody to assist at the moment. And I'm taking that very seriously, though. Thank you for the question. Texter, let's read this headline quickly. No timeline on functioning FOIA regime. Asked yesterday about a timeline for a fully functioning Freedom of Information Act, Attorney General Wayne Monroe did not provide one, but noted that work is underway to identify information officers in each ministry and to find a new information commissioner. Monroe said the Assistant Information Commissioner Sally Ann Pratt has briefed him on the necessary steps to move forward. Quote, I've solicited recommendations, quote, close quotes, he said, stick a pin. He said regarding the search for an information commissioner. What do you mean you just soliciting recommendations? What's going on here? Is this not something that we've been doing consistently over the last 5 years, trying to find information officers? Remember the 10 agency pilot program? Y'all didn't identify them from back then? Has it been so long that they've lost interest and no longer suitable candidates? Quote, it has to be somebody with a legal background. The thinking is that if you can get a retired judge, that's perfect because it's somebody who knows how to engage the legal process. This makes sense. Quote, as I said, I have a plan of action submitted by the Assistant Information Commissioner who is in office, and we're going to proceed down that line, close quotes. Is this a new assistant? I think it is. I'm not sure. But weren't these things always? Like, why do you sound so new to this? Quote, as I said, I have a plan of action submitted by the Assistant Information Commissioner who is in office, and we're going to proceed down that line, close quotes. Justice Keith Thompson was appointed Information Commissioner under the Minnis administration. He's no longer in that role. He and his then-deputy Shane Miller had started work on the process of establishing a fully functioning FOIA regime. The Davis administration in its first term faced heavy criticism over its lack of attention to the matter. We can talk a bit more about that tomorrow, load shedding on Long Island. Also, another BPL story. Did you know, do you know today, IRCA has completed the investigation into the 2019 fire, all the way back then. We talk a bit about, you can read the article where I found that information in. I'm not sure how much talking we could do. You guys, it's been a great day. Thank you for calling in. And tomorrow, let's talk some more. What's your side hustle? How are you making it through the summer and the rest of the year? Because that BPL bill is here. Y'all's asking for it in here. Have a great day. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Neary is up next.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.